Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, April 23rd.
April 23rd.
And this is the best Snacks Daily we've ever, like, put the time into.
This is a T-boy. Markets rose yesterday thanks to oil hitting a six-month high in price.
Not good karma on Earth Day, but
good point. You know who doesn't care about oil? Tesla.
Good call.
That's
first story.
Our first story for the day. They just announced on Autonomy Investor Day that robo-taxi Teslas are coming by next year.
Jack and I checked our old calendars, by the way, and we noticed that when it comes to autonomous driving, there are some mistaken dates.
You might want to show up late because they're going to show up late. Second story is Zillow. The fancy online real estate company announced a new virtual reality walkthrough thing.
But we want to focus on another issue, which was iBuying, lowercase I, big case B.
Cheap attempt to look techie.
Third and final story.
Luckin Coffee.
This is wild.
This is a Chinese company. It's IPOing in the United States. It's a huge deal.
It is basically like Starbucks's cooler, younger Gen Z cousin who only uses a phone.
As a millennial, I'm intimidated by this company.
I am highly scared about this.
Speaking of millennial love, we have to talk about a story by the Wall Street Journal, which doesn't really rely on data here.
No, not at all.
But it's theorizing that Netflix has slowed America's birth rate.
We're talking like the literal Netflix and chill. Like Netflix is on and then you don't do anything.
Here's the issue. Like one episode rolls right into the other.
That is the key factor. There's no time for the magic to happen in between episodes. You're like, I don't know, talking. Next thing you know, you're three episodes deep into The Crown.
You think you're going to Netflix and chill, but really you're binging and it just never stops. It's killing romance.
No, I'm like into the fourth season of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and it hasn't even been filmed yet.
All right, I think we need to stop before this episode takes a turn for the worse.
Why don't you guys listen to these keywords before I hit our first stories?
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA/SIPC.
For our first story,
Tesla just held its like first ever annual, I guess is it annual yet?
It's called an Autonomy Investor Day.
It sounds great. I bet they had good gear at that thing.
Tesla fanboys were stoked.
Now, they held it yesterday in Palo Alto, and basically here is the key surprise. Expect robo-taxis next year with
yes.
an asterisk.
Musk is very confident, quote-unquote, that robo-taxis will be there by next year.
Get this. The number is huge. He's saying they're going to be like, well, not just one, not just two freaky cars rolling around. You're going to have a million robo-taxis.
That is an insane number. I'm pretty sure Tesla hasn't made a million cars to date, but it'll have robo-cars.
A million of them.
By next year.
Now, there are two fascinating elements of this. One is, if you're an owner of one of these Tesla robocars,
this is going to be a big deal.
Oh, you turn this thing into a rideshare.
Let me tell you about how your Tesla is going to be an Airbnb, Uber, and Tesla all wrapped in one.
Walk me down the driveway.
If you turn your self-driving Tesla into share mode, which you can do on this new app that it unveiled yesterday, it will be able to go pick up your buddy if your buddy like hails or summons the Tesla to come pick him
up. So essentially, it becomes an Airbnb for cars.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's going to really like add some extra income for you.
Now, if you're wondering if this is going to change the car, yes, it is. Musk also said that in 2 years, he doesn't think Teslas will, I don't know, have steering wheels.
It's a bold prediction. He thinks in 2 years, no steering wheel, no gas pedal Teslas will be on the road.
This sounds like an incredibly wonderful fantasy that we would all like to be a part of.
And that's exactly what it is. So I think the whole strategy here, investors are nervous right now because Tesla's quarter, his first quarter was rough.
Sales were slowing.
Sales slowed down.
Of so, Teslas that don't drive themselves.
So Elon is dangling this pretty shiny future thing in front of investors' faces.
And it's pretty cool.
To keep them confident.
Now, when it comes to autonomous vehicles, Jack and I decided to jump in, look at this, and we said, you know what? When it comes to timelines, we're noticing a little consistent pattern here.
My German ancestors very much disapprove of the chronic lateness of autonomous vehicle
Jack
deadlines.
Shows up 5 minutes early to things that he shows up 5 minutes early to. So he's like 10 minutes early usually.
So let's run down the usual suspects of self-driving car companies.
Can we please? We'll hold them accountable.
Waymo is number one. They are owned by Alphabet, which is also Google. They have robo-taxis operating right now, but only in a small part of Phoenix, Arizona to select users.
Then you got Uber, which was going hardcore into robo-taxis until it had a couple accidents and it decided to scale down its operations there.
Yeah, one person died. Also, Volvo has self-driving car plans. They had to push their date back from 2017 to 2021.
And then General Motors, they said they were going to have robo-taxis floating around
this
in Manhattan.
Year. This year.
And I didn't see them.
It could still happen.
Are they there?
They got a deadline by New Year's
Eve. I'm out in the street. I'm hailing these things. I don't see them.
Now, the most honest one here is Midwestern Classic Ford
this
Motor
is
Company.
Straight out of Michigan, just kind souls. Ford's, they're telling it like it is.
Ford CEO admitted this past month that they overestimated their ability to get Ford self-driving cars on the road.
It was basically an apology. It was kind of nice. And in case you were wondering what Tesla's going to be on schedule, the actual event they hosted yesterday started a half an hour late.
You can't make this up.
No, you can't. So the takeaway, Jack, what is it for our buddies over at Tesla self-driving all around?
Tesla has a top secret weapon.
It is called Shadow Mode.
This is actually like pretty cool.
Can we do something with the voices again?
So yeah, Shadow Mode. Yeah. It's like a Batman thing.
I like
so Shadow every mode. Tesla today has radar built in, Nick, and some of them can have certain self-driving features. But even if your self-driving Tesla is in like regular driving mode, it is recording everything that's going on around you.
It's freakishly focused.
It's collecting data, it's mapping roads, and it's learning.
It is learning. And Tesla has this data on the miles driven, and it can compare it to a lot of things.
And that's a major advantage. All of these shadow mode driving hours that Tesla has already.
Now, Musk thinks this is happening in 2020 for the robo-taxis, but remember to whip out your Musk-mometer whenever you're hearing Elon talk about timing.
Whatever he says, bump
probably
it back
add
18 months.
Exactly.
And that's more realistic. And snackers, you know the rules. When we own stocks of companies we talk about, we tell you. And I own Tesla shares.
For our second story, Zillow stock just fell 4% because its iBuying, home buying feature had like a little bit of a weird day.
Yeah, let's talk about Zillow though.
Can we
the
please?
OG online real estate platform.
This is like one of the first cool tech companies.
I've spent countless hours fantasizing about my Vermont style country house
that you want to buy. That's
in 20 years.
Lumber based tree focused.
Maple tree.
Maple tree. You actually get the sap from the house. It's incredible.
Now, the company announced yesterday a charming new virtual reality feature.
Adorable, one bedroom, stylish.
It lets you pretend that you're walking through the house even though you're just looking online.
It's basically like if you saw one of those Google Maps Street View cars and invited them into your home.
It's a more invasive version of Google Street Map.
It's pretty crazy. Now, they wanted to focus on that because that was the new feature.
But that's not what investors are focused
on. No, they focused instead on a really interesting Wall Street Journal report.
Right, which is about iBuying.
Lowercase I, big case B, kind of like an iPhone.
Like an iPhone.
Picture.
This is Zillow's new passion, and there's evidence to suggest it's not working.
So iBuying. Basically, iBuying is when Zillow buys and sells your home for you.
Yeah,
it's not, literally, it buys the home.
It's not just a middleman that takes a cut. It buys your home.
It owns it.
So the benefit to a home seller is speed, convenience. You don't need to stage your house. You don't need to clean it up. You don't need to fix things. You don't need strangers in the house.
Sounds too good to be true.
You sell it right away.
There is a slight cost. It's that you, instead of paying the same fee you would pay a real estate agent, you pay Zillow a higher fee.
Right. So you could sell your house in 6 months for $500,000, but it's going to take 6 months. Or
yeah,
you could sell your house right now, pay Let's Zillow a big cut, and walk away with like $450,000.
Now, Zillow hates calling this flipping. It says it's not flipping your house.
It's flipping houses.
It's flipping your house.
Zillow is in the house flipping business.
It's just doing it. So the stock fell 4% as we learned a lot more about these iBuying issues.
Now, in February, Zillow stock actually jumped 25% when the company announced it was doubling down on iBuying.
Like they were getting really deep into
the
iBuying.
The new CEO said this can bring in $20 billion of annual revenue within 3 to 5 years.
Now the stock's fallen back down to where it was before February because the evidence shows they're not making that much money off of each of these transactions.
Right. Buyers don't necessarily want to just quickly sell to Zillow. Now the reason to invest in Zillow is to make a big bet on the housing market.
But the risk in investing in Zillow is that they own all the houses that they're iBuying. So
they're buying lots and lots of houses.
Before they flip them.
If the market turns down, Zillow's in trouble.
Because it owns them.
If the market goes up, Zillow will be okay.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the Tudor three-bedroom charming one off Duval Street?
You can't always cut out the middleman.
It's so true. He or she, the middleman or middlewoman, they are sometimes really critical.
Yeah, and they're really critical in real estate because selling a house is a big deal.
As a millennial, I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never sold anything, but it sounds like a really big
deal.
Yeah,
I'm a millennial too. I know that only 5% of homeowners in any given year actually sell their house. That means it happens once every 20 years. You
exactly.
want to do it right.
It's such an expensive thing and it's such a rare transaction. You want to be handheld along the way.
You're willing to pay a little bit more to make sure you're doing it right.
Speed is the priority when I want my burrito delivered at 7:30 p.m. It's not the priority if, when, one day, maybe I sell a house. For our third and final story, Jack, oat or almond?
Half and half. I'm going full dairy on this.
I love it. No soy. We're talking about Luckin, which is the Starbucks of China, and it just announced it's going public in the U.S.
This company needs to take it easy.
It needs to relax.
It is 18 months old.
It is on a caffeine freakout overload.
And now it's getting ready to go public on U.S. stock exchanges.
Oh, and you're probably wondering, oh, not a big deal. Maybe they were waiting a while. Nope. They raised $150 million from venture capitalists a week ago.
This company is blitz scaling, and it's high on caffeine.
They are hyper scaling.
But let's give you some perspective by first talking about Starbucks.
Right. Starbucks, their second biggest market is China. How many stores do they have there?
Starbucks has 3,600 stores in China.
Nice, nice number. Now, Luckin is moving so ridiculously fast that when Jack and I looked at it last summer when it was only a few months old, had 500 stores and we were pretty blown away.
Yeah, this is like 10 months later. It has 2,370 stores.
It has like quintupled. Is that the word?
That's not the word. It's more than that.
It's sextupled?
Sextupled.
Six times as many. It is insane.
And
they're
Oh
my God.
We're not in China, so we can't experience this firsthand, but we did check out the website, which has an adorable, crazy video.
Oh my God. We downloaded the app. You've got to go to the homepage of this
got
video.
A flying woman, a man who's like sexually sniffing the oats.
At some point, she kisses a shark that just floats into the screen, and it's all because Luckin Coffee just gives you those good vibes.
Yeah, the guy in the video is really obsessed with these beans.
He's really into those.
Also, the logo looks like Harry Potter's Patronus.
It's fantastic.
It's a stag.
When you jump into the app itself, you see a lot of that stag logo.
So, this is not a coffee company that also does tech.
No, this is a tech company that, I don't know, on the side happens to be selling coffee at a ridiculous pace.
Now, we jumped into this one snack style and we figured out what the experience was. Because once again, we're not in China. We couldn't go there.
No, but if you were in China and you were to go to a Luckin store, you would first have to download the app.
The moment you walk in.
Key.
You can't do anything without downloading the app.
So once you get in there, you've ordered your coffee ahead of time via the Luckin app with like the cool stag, and you're either going to pay with WeChat, which is the Chinese messaging app, or you're going to pay with the Luckin app.
Right. And in America, like, this would not fly.
No.
People just aren't comfortable paying with mobile phones, but in China, it's like much more standard.
And just to entice you a little bit more, pricing-wise, we're talking about coffee that's about a third cheaper than your Starbucks in China.
Now, the tech doesn't stop there. All of this, like, mobile phone usage, that means that Luckin has all the information about your drinking and caffeine habits.
Way more than just, you know, you having walked in and ordered something.
And that's useful.
That's key. And the other big unique element here is that ordering ahead is driving their growth.
Yeah. You order on your app, like while you're sitting in the office, then you go down to your store and you pick up your coffee and you're gone.
Now,
that kind of efficiency makes profits.
It may not seem super exciting to you at first, except when you hear that 90% of the orders are placed ahead of time for pickup with Luckin.
So only 10% are people like walking in, standing in line, looking at the barista, like, telling the barista their name.
They'll like be like, what are you doing here? And we don't expect to see people. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Luckin?
Mobile is greater than real estate, especially in China.
Oh, my God. So much. So, if you're Starbucks in China, you're in high traffic, expensive, tourist, fancy locations.
Right.
You're appealing to the Western tourists who happen to be there.
It's like the Times Squares of China. That's where you're at if you're Starbucks.
But if you're Luckin, you're focused more in the cheaper areas where you can deliver from anywhere, have teeny, teeny locations because you're just doing pickup.
Luckin is in those little dingy like armpits of the subway station.
They're kind of niches.
Super convenient for travelers like on their way to work, but kind of like gross and not glamorous.
But now that they're growing so fast, they can open up in those more touristy areas and they only need a fraction of the real estate.
That mobile phone focus. These guys have tech addiction.
Now, the only thing we haven't talked about here, the flavor of the coffee, because it turns out
we couldn't find anything about whether the coffee's actually good.
Does it really even matter?
Doesn't matter.
All you have to do is order ahead. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for
us? Yes. If Tesla wins the race to self-driving cars, thank Shadow Mode.
I took my Musk meter. I set it for like 18 months from now. Does that work for you?
Don't hold your breath. Second story with Zillow. It needs to know that it doesn't always make sense to cut out the middleman.
Selling a home, not quite the same as like hailing a taxi.
Third and final story. In China, for Luckin Coffee, mobile matters more than real estate.
And all you should be doing after this podcast is going to the Luckin Coffee website and staring at that weird shark video.
Ready for a fact of the day?
Please, can you hit it?
65% of airplane passengers look at that flight path thing that shows where your plane is between New York and Los Angeles.
Only at least once on that flight. Now, that thing can be dangerously entertaining.
It's dangerously obsessive.
Couple of flicks over, I'm like, I had no idea that was in Polynesia.
Guess what? A 3D version is coming out.
Yes.
It's going to label everything that you can see out your window.
That is a dangerous 3-hour commitment I can end
myself on. It'll become more addictive.
It's extremely distracting.
Couple other big stories happened yesterday in the markets. Check out our daily email newsletter to learn about Kraft Heinz, which just replaced its CEO because cost cutting isn't always everything.
And then Venmo, which is owned by PayPal, decided to whip out a credit card to get more profitable with its user base.
A lot of users, not very profitable.
We love to have you guys on today's podcast. Remember to check out our newsletter at snacks.robinhood.com.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.